An elephant was captured and tied to a huge tree with a large chain. She tried and tried to escape, but could not. After a few months, her captors realized that she no longer tried. As an experiment, they replaced the chain with a strong rope. Still, she didn't try. They replaced the rope with a small string. Same response. The elephant had come to believe that she could not do it. Growing up, I felt like the lost child in my family. My brothers and sisters always seemed to be following an agenda of their interests. Except for sports and singing, I never excelled in school, and relationships with peers always seemed such a struggle. My dad died too young, and he was the glue that held our family together. Well, enough of that. At the age of 55, I got my second divorce. I was left with a feeling that I was not connected to anything. Well, I thought maybe I'll just sign up for the Merrimack High School evening program and take oil painting. I had no expectations, as I had never painted, drawn, or even doodled. I didn't believe that I could. Remember the elephant? It was as though I had only peeked at life, but never fully experienced it. I always had lukewarm feelings about museums, but as I grew older, I became more emotionally receptive to the paintings I viewed. But that was still something other people did. They had talent. I obviously did not. My older sister went to art school and became a professional artist. My older brother was a high school choral director whose kids sang at Carnegie Hall. My grandfather made his living drawing fashion illustrations. One grandmother was a highly trained opera singer, the other an accomplished concert pianist. I fell asleep during my piano practices. I think by now you can see my point, but what you can't see are the feelings that I finally believe I have a right to own. I usually paint to beautiful music, and sometimes I just cry at a particularly beautiful passage. Good thing oil and water don't mix. Many of you remember Mary Swanson from this church. She was visiting one day and suggested that I show my paintings on the beginner rack at the old National Mall show put on by the National Area Artists Association. No way. Nobody was going to see that I couldn't paint. Real art was beautiful. It reflected what the artist saw. Beautiful landscapes or still lifes. Or, if they were really talented, they painted paintings that no one else understood. You've seen some of those this morning in our slides. Well, somehow Mary convinced me, and I trusted her. Since that time, I've come to realize that what comes out of my brush is me. Good, bad, or ugly, it's me. Making art is such a personal process. And remember that the audience that is viewing art only sees the finished product. They don't see the process, which is like saying, well, you graduated from college. Great. What'd you do in those 4 years? What a journey this has been. It's an emotionally perilous journey. The piece of art, which seems so profoundly right in its finished state, may earlier have been only inches or seconds away from total collapse. Art is like beginning a sentence before you know it's ending. Sometimes the artist is as surprised as the eventual viewer by what their creations say and do. A quote from Art and Fear, a book I recommend to everyone. While everyone concedes that some, like Vincent van Gogh, have a natural talent, conventional wisdom is that while craft can be taught, art remains a magical gift bestowed only by the gods. Not so. In large measure, becoming an artist consists of learning to accept yourself, which makes your work personal, and following your own voice, which makes your work distinctive. Clearly, these qualities can be nurtured by others. Even talent is rarely distinguishable. Over the long run, from perseverance and lots of hard work. So if you want to take a wonderful journey of self-discovery, you have all the tools inside you to do that. Just make your creations yours and enjoy. And if you fear what others think, don't show it to them. But remember the elephant. Thank you.